Hey, I used to drink a lot. When I was younger, I drank with both hands, and now I shop a lot. It kind of works for me. And just the other day, I was in a supermarket. There was this very attractive, sexy-looking lady looking at me. She kept staring and smiling. And so finally, I went up to her, and I said, "Excuse me, but do we know one another?" And she said, hey, of course. She said, "You're the father of one of my children." I said, oh, ma'am, I'm so sorry. I used to drink a whole bunch, and I remember you now. You're the stripper that came to the bachelor party years ago when I was drinking, and you and I, we tripped over each other, we ended up in the closet, and I'm so sorry." And she looked at me and she said, "Excuse me," she said, "I'm the teacher of your son." That's fun. Yeah, that brings me up. Okay, I have a friend of mine, a good friend, Ed Berlew. He's in Eastern Canada. I think here he is up here. He's dressed up like a perfume parlor snake. Him and the Premier of Alberta, they're together at a function in Toronto at the Albany Club. Ed is a gun lawyer. He's the attorney for gun people. If you have any kind of a problem, no matter where you are in the entire nation, he's your guy. So I would have to think at this party last night that he and the Premier were talking about guns. That would have had to have come into the conversation. And I'll see you next week at the SHOT Show in Las Vegas, Nevada. And I remember a few years ago, just some more on that, I was at the gun show in Calgary, Canada, and Premier Kennedy, who was then campaigning to merge the two parties, came up to me, and I didn't know who he was. He came up and he said, "Hey, you're Brian the Right Edition. I watched some of your shows." And I said, "Oh, isn't that great? A really nice guy. And he dresses up kind of well too. Cleans up, don't you know?" Okay, Kenny, pay attention to this and everybody else. Climate change. Climate change kind of sounds like you're not supposed to do anything. You're supposed to freeze everything, right? And don't change anything. The climate has to stay just like it is. And I don't agree with that, because I've been in Canada now for a week in January 2020, and it is bloody cold. I mean, I'm freezing 20 below some days, and it's damp and miserable and snowing, and you want the climate to change. I'm going to start a new movement. Everybody get together. Let's change the climate, melt the ice, and then Alberta can take, Kenny, pay attention now, you can take your boats and all your oil. You're no longer landlocked. You can go that way. We can dress in shorts in January and February. Businesses will no longer have to shut down. There's more activities to do. And the growing season is so much longer that farmers will make so much more money in Alberta and Saskatchewan and so on. Climate change. We want climate change. Get a man on that right away. We want it to change. Not this freezing business. That's just dumb. Okay, the people that do say climate change, which is don't change anything, they want to see Canada to remain oppressed, okay? And climate change is colder and crazier than a liberal's opinion. Just saying. Okay, here we go. Here we got a professor in the United States of America. Recently, he got fired. He should be in jail, but he got fired because he said Trump shouldn't have bombed people in Iran. Iran should now come over to America and bomb America. So he got fired, and he went on to say this: "I apologize for the post. It was just a joke." Bad joke. Bad joke. And then you got a woman in the US of A. What's her name? Can never pronounce it. Omar. The girl with the thing on her head all of the time. And she makes me crazy. She's a commie through and through and through, right? She's saying, and this ain't no joke, she's saying, "Iran, come and bomb Trump properties in the United States of America." Wow. Talk about a hate crime. Get her out of here. Okay, let's analyze some of the things, that some of the properties that she's referring to. For instance, the Trump Hotel in Las Vegas, Nevada. I think there's 960 units or something, call it 1,000. I own many of them. The Trump family owns 300 of them, and the other 600 or 700 are owned by people like me. I mean, I give free rooms to everybody I know, and I still get 5% return on my investment. I mean, the guy runs a fantastic business, and I own units in other Trump properties in other cities, and she's telling people to bomb me. Wow. She should be so far in bloody jail, you got to feed her with a slingshot. That's bad. That's treason. Don't even put her in jail. Put her in a boat. That's a better idea. And then she goes on to say in Minnesota, where the citizenry got together there and they voted almost unanimously to reject refugee resettlement. They said, "That's enough. We got enough people. We don't want to adopt anybody else. We have our own people, right?" And she's saying, "But hey, if you guys would have done that, I wouldn't have been able to come here. You would have rejected me, and I couldn't be in commerce." Oh, that would have been nice. You guys sure messed up having her in Congress. And she goes on to say that, you know what? People look like me. We're the people you want here. Looks like that? Back to when I used to drink. I mean, I could drink a whole bunch. I couldn't get her up to a two. Hey, y'all, come back tomorrow. We're going to have more for you from the right. See ya.